The 27 Club. Music, myth, mania. A podcast by Loana Lobmeier and Tabea Grube.
The term 27 Club is used to describe one of the most tragic as well as fascinating coincidences in rock and roll history. The tragedy relates to the death of a notorious group of musicians, actors and artists who all died at the age of 27. While quite a number of people have made their way into the club, the mystery behind it is mainly based on the death of six famous musicians. While some people simply see their deaths as a coincidence, others think they suggest that famous people are more likely to die at 27 than at any other age.
The years 1969 to 1971 saw the deaths of no less than three prominent musicians from the rock and blues scene: Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix, and Jim Morrison. Interestingly, at that time, the connection between their deaths, all three died at 27 and under heavy drug influence, was hardly mentioned. The idea of a club only gained popularity upon the suicide of Nirvana leader Kurt Cobain more than 20 years later.
Exactly, because after hearing of her son's death, Kurt Cobain's mother said, "I told him not to join that stupid club." Keeping in mind that other iconic musicians had also died at the age of 27, the media immediately related her statement to the deaths of these other musicians. They came up with the mysterious notion of the 27 Club. What his mother actually meant, though, is she had told her son not to join the club of their other family members who had previously committed suicide. She probably did not even draw a conclusion to members of the 27 Club, only the media did.
Another interesting fact that has to be pointed out is that in the early 70s, news coverage and the media were far less widespread than in 1994. So many experts have argued that the rise of the internet and TV broadcasting heavily assisted in creating the myth around the 27 Club. But when we talk about the club, who are we actually talking about?
The first musician who was seen as an important part of the 27 Club is Brian Jones. Jones, an English musician, was born in 1942 and died in 1969. He's known to be the founder and an original leader of the English rock band The Rolling Stones. With his fellow band member Keith Richards, Jones developed a unique style of guitar play, referred to by Richards as the ancient art of weaving, where both players would play rhythm and lead parts together. After Jones passed away, Richards would keep playing on this style, making it a Rolling Stones trademark. Soon, though, problems started to arise, as Jones did not get along with the band's manager, who pushed the band into a musical direction Jones did not approve of. Also, around that time, Jones developed alcohol and drug problems, which caused him to become increasingly unreliable. This led to him being pushed into a diminished role in the group he himself had founded. These issues ended in the Rolling Stones asking him to leave the band in 1969. He did leave it, and the band replaced him with Mick Taylor. Less than a month after leaving the band, Jones drowned in a swimming pool. When being discovered motionless at the bottom of a swimming pool, he was believed to be still alive. By the time doctors arrived, it was too late and he was pronounced dead. His official cause of death is stated as death of misadventure. The coroner's report also included the fact that his liver and heart were heavily enlarged due to drug and alcohol abuse.
The next prominent musician that joined the club is guitar legend Jimi Hendrix. He was born in 1942 and died in 1970. He is considered one of the, if not the greatest guitarists of all time. Although he could neither read nor write music and was entirely self-taught, he is commonly listed as a major influence by musicians such as Miles Davis and Eric Clapton. What made his music so revolutionary is his use of the features of the electric guitar. The use of controlled distortion and feedback gave his music a distinct psychedelic character. This can also be heard on one of his most prominent works, Purple Haze. From his hit debut album, Are You Experienced, that today still ranks in the top three of the Rolling Stones' best debut albums of all time. His official cause of death was listed as asphyxia. He had overdosed on sleeping pills and died of oxygen deprivation due to choking on his own vomit.
Less than a month after Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin became the third member of the club. She was born in 1943 and died in 1970. Joplin was an American rock, soul, and blues singer-songwriter. She is considered to have been one of the most successful and widely known female rock stars of her era. She was most famously known for her charismatic performing ability, which both audiences and critics referred to as electric. While alive, she published three albums with three different bands. First, she was the lead singer in Big Brother and the Holding Company, but left them to work with the Cosmic Blues Band and then with the Full Tilt Boogie Band. After she passed away, a fourth album, Pearl, was released in 1971, which reached number one in the Billboard charts. Five of her singles reached the Billboard Hot 100, including a cover of Kris Kristofferson's song Me and Bobby McGee, which reached number one in 1971. In 1969, she performed at the world-known Woodstock Festival, which attracted an audience of more than 400,000. By the time she passed away, she had already been struggling with an alcohol and heroin addiction for multiple years. On October 4th, a road manager, Juan Cook, found her dead in a hotel room at the Landmark Motion Hotel in Hollywood. Her official cause of death was a heroin overdose, possibly compounded by alcohol.
On July 3, 1971, Jim Morrison, lead singer of the rock band The Doors, died of heart failure in the bathtub of a Paris hotel suite he had rented. Though the cause of his death was deemed natural, as opposed to Joplin's or Hendrix, there are still several conspiracies circulating about his death. This is partly due to the fact that his then-girlfriend, Pamela Courson, rejected a posthumous analysis of his death. Morrison's band The Doors had formed only 6 years before, in 1965. But it's seen enormous success throughout the late 60s. What is interesting about Morrison is that he was not particularly musically talented, but became the lead singer of the band for his mesmerizing dark poetry. He was also considered the enigmatic leader of the band and provided much of that dark, psychedelic image.
Another famous member of the club is Kurt Cobain, who was born in 1967 and died in 1994. He was an American singer, songwriter, and musician, and was best known for being the guitarist and singer of the rock band Nirvana. Cobain is regarded as one of the most iconic and influential rock musicians in the history of alternative music. Nirvana found great success with their song Smells Like Teen Spirit from the album Nevermind, which was published in 1991. The band came to be known as the flagship band of Generation X, and Cobain was seen as the spokesman of a generation. Cobain was posthumously introduced into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2014. The Rolling Stone ranked him as the 12th greatest guitar player of all time in 2003. MTV ranked him as the 7th in the category 22 Greatest Voices in Music. Despite his great success, his personal problems often raised the media's attention. During his 20s, Cobain not only struggled with heroin addiction, but also with chronic health problems such as depression. Different parts of his personal life were influenced negatively by his fame, for example his marriage to musician Courtney Love. On April 8, 1994, at the age of 27, he was found dead in his home in Seattle, where he had committed suicide. The police report concluded that he had died from a self-inflicted shotgun wound to his head.
The latest prominent member that joined the club was Amy Winehouse. Winehouse had made a startling career in the 2000s. She was known for her excessive eyeliner, beehive haircut, and her strong soul voice. In 2011, she was found by her bodyguard in her flat with an alcohol level of 4.16. She had been struggling with alcohol addiction for almost her entire career. Rehab, perhaps one of her best-known songs, tells the story of how her father and manager unsuccessfully tried to section her into a rehabilitation facility.
What all of these musicians had in common is that their childhood was relatively bad and they were outcasts at school. They were often misunderstood and felt alienated from the rest of society. Their upbringing could be a reason why they turned to drugs later on in their lives. When it comes to the members' deaths, there are a number of people who do not quite believe that their official causes of death are true. Brian Jones' ex-girlfriend, for example, has stated that she believes Jones was killed, as drowning in a pool without anyone pushing him underwater seems illogical to her. For Hendrix's death, there is also a number of controversy. Some suggest that he might have committed suicide. Before his death, he had expressed that he was experiencing sleeping problems and felt disillusioned with the music industry. The sleeping pills that ended up killing him were his girlfriend's, who kept changing her story when questioned about the events. Due to the fact that Joplin was an experienced heroin user, it is claimed that the heroin that killed her was stronger than usually. This is backed up by the fact that several of her dealer's other customers also overdosed the same week. After Morrison passed away, no autopsy was performed, and therefore his death certificate claims he died of natural causes. However, there are many different versions about the events at the night of his death, and many sources claim that an overdose was the cause. As for Cobain's death, there is a strong conspiracy theory that claims he was murdered, some even claimed by his wife Courtney Love. Winehouse's death is often said to have been suicide, as there are allegations that claim she's tried to commit suicide only 2 months before she died.
But that is not all. The entire construct of the club remains mysterious. The Wikipedia page of the 27 Club lists over 50 musicians that died at 27. The first dates back to Alexander Levy, a Brazilian composer who died of unknown causes as early as 1892. Other well-known musicians that died at the age of 27 are Alan Wilson, guitarist of American rock band Canned Heat, presumably of drug overdose, Gary Sine, bassist of Uriah Heep, also drug overdose, Ron McKernan of Grateful Dead, who died of internal bleeding, and Rudy Lewis from The Drifters, who is also assumed to have overdosed. Depending on the definition of the club, some non-musician members are also listed. One of them is Austrian poet Georg Trakl. The name may resonate with learners of German, as he was a prominent figure of the Expressionist movement at the beginning of the 20th century. One of his most prominent poems is Verfall, or Decay in English. The lyrical eye describes a frosty evening on the edge of autumn, when the last birds of passage leave the country and the winter tristesse dawns. In World War I, Trakl was recruited as a field pharmacist. Shortly after war had begun, he had a mental breakdown and subsequently died in a Krakow military hospital of a cocaine overdose. Another well-known artist that was not a musician is Jean-Michel Basquiat, a graffiti artist that died in 1988 of drug overdose. He is often counted as having a neo-expressionistic style that was composed of hundreds of elements, from African folklore to American street art and the influences of pop art the likes of his friend Andy Warhol. Today, the club has become a ubiquitous term in popular culture. There are 27 Club t-shirts and other merchandise. There is also a revival musical that features the music of the most prominent 27 Club members. Newspapers and magazines frequently pick up the term, trying to explain why the number of premature deaths seems to be so much higher in artists than in the rest of society. There's even been scientific research on the topic. Studies have collected data from the deaths of hundreds of musicians and have come to the conclusion that death at 27 is not nearly as common as the club may suggest. It is therefore important to keep in mind that the club was mostly established by the media, that still continues to propagate the myth around the deaths.
When talking about the 27 Club then, it is important to keep in mind that it was an artificial construct created by pop culture. However, it does underline the pressure many young artists seem to receive from their management, as well as the demand from friends. It reminds us that many rules practiced in the music entertainment industry are questionable at best, and that mental health and drug abuse are too often overlooked or degraded to a minor problem.